I'd like to try to trace the history of the halacha or the custom that's cited in the Ramah in Orach Chaim Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Seif Beis, where the Ramah writes, Sheish Omrim, there are those who say, Sheish Lachol Gvina Bachanaka, that you should eat dairy during Chanukah, Lefisha Nes Nase Bechalav Sheachila Yehudis Asa Oyev, that the miracle was done through milk, that Yehudis fed the enemy milk or dairy. So that's the basis for eating dairy on Chanukah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud, so who is this Yehudis? He hoisa bito shel Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Hoisa gzeira. There was a decree shekol arusa tibo letafsar tchila, that any woman who was betrothed should first have relations with the local non-Jewish governor first. Vechila l'rosh hatzorim gavina l'shichruso v'chatcha es rosho baruch kula. What she do? She fed the head of the adversary's cheese or dairy to get him drunk, and she cut off his head, and the enemy all ran away. So you have this story in the Ramah about Yehudis, the enemy, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who seems to be instrumental in starting the revolt that led to the Chanukah story. So what's the basis for this comment? So there's in the Otzar HaMidrashim under Yehudis, so there are different versions. So one version tells a story about a king who lays siege on Yerushalayim with 40,000 soldiers, and there was in Yerushalayim a young girl from the daughters of the prophets, and when she saw what happened, she goes with her maidservant to the gates of the city, and she tells the people at the gates to open the gates for her, and maybe God will do a miracle for her, and she will kill this kofar, she calls him, this one who is laying siege on the city. The people of the city say, we don't want to open the door for you because we're afraid. Shema ahavt acha miparshe hamelech linosilo. Maybe you fall in love with one of the king's assistants and you want to get married to him. Oshema tasi tachbulos ala ir lalachtor. Maybe you're going to help the enemy conquer the city. And she says, Chas v'shalom, I believe in God. So they open the gates for her, and she goes out with her maidservant. She goes to the tent of the king, and she goes in front of him. And the midrash says, Vanara yafad ma'od, she's very beautiful. And when the king sees her, matzachein be'inav, she finds favor in his eyes, v'tisa chesed lefadav, and she demonstrates kindness in front of him. This is very similar to the Megillas Esther language. V'yomalo ha-melech mi'at biti ve'ei mi'zebas v'aratzelechi. Who are you? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? And she says, I come from the daughters of the prophets. And I heard that you're planning on conquering the city and you want to capture it. And I want to ask for mercy on my soul, on my life, and the life of my family. And the king says, certainly. But he also says, I want to take you as my wife. And she said, of course. But I'll let you know that she told him, says, I want to let you know, my master, my king, Shanochi Nida Manida, Ve'erva Anochi over Uya Litvila. I need to go to the mikvah tonight. And she said, Saves Avdachal Be'erv, Kishayiru Shtena Shim Hochos Lamayan, Shloyifku Banu. That when your servants in the evening see two women going to this stream, to the spring, they should not harm us. Vayidabu Imanami Tovara, they shouldn't speak with us. Ve'et Bova Shuvela Elecha, and I will go to the mikvah and I will return to you. So the king is really happy about this. And the king's really happy. He's excited. And he commands, tells the people not to, his servants, not to say anything to this woman and her maidservant. And he's so happy with the young girl. He gathers all his servants, his officers, he makes for them a big party, and he eats, he drinks, and he falls asleep from drinking all this wine. And all the servants go back to their tents, and lo and behold, who comes by? This Nara, this young woman, and her maidservant. And then the Midrash says, Vatikor Anara Eslibala Shamayim. This woman prepared her heart for heaven. She had kavana, so she wanted to do the right thing. She draws her sword. She cuts off the head of the king. And she takes the head of the king and she hides it and she goes back to the gates of Yerushalayim. And turns out that according to the Midrash, they don't believe her at first, but there was an officer who was strung up, an officer of the king, who was strung up by the gates of the city because he was giving the king Musar. And he told the king, don't touch this nation. The king gets upset at him. And the king says that he has to hang, that he has to hang this officer by the gates of the city. So the Nara, young girl, says, I have the head of the king, and I'm going to show it to this officer by the gate. She shows it to him, and he says, yes, this is the head of the king. And then according to the Midrash, the Jewish people of the city of Yerushalayim all get excited about this. They feel that God is on their side, and they attack the camp. And meanwhile, the enemy camp, they hear what's happening, and they go to the tent of the king. They see that he's dead, and they run away. So this is this medrash about this woman named Yehudit. According to another version in the Otzer Midrashim, the story of Yehudit was in the days of Eliforni, Melech Yavan, Melech Gadol v'Chazak. It was in the days of Eliforni, who was the king or leader or governor of Yavan, which makes it potentially a Hanukkah story. It should be noted that there is an apocryphal book, meaning it's a work that was not in the canon of Tanakh. It was a work that was written in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. It's called Judith or Yehudit, and it tells a similar story. It tells about a king, Nabuchodonosor, the king of the Assyrians, who called Holofernes, the chief captain of his army, and he tells him to make war against the Bnei Israel. But it was in the city of Bethulia, not the city of Yerushalayim, like it said in the Medrash. And then it tells a story about Yehudit, Judith, who hears about this. And she makes nice to Holofernes. She pretends that she's going to be with him and marry him potentially. And she kills him. She takes his head and puts it in her bag of meat. And she and her maidservant come back to the city. And it's a very similar story as the story that's found in the Otzer Midrashim. And just for scholars sort of suggest that maybe this book of Yehudit or Judith or the story was not necessarily a Hanukkah story. Some say, according to Encyclopedia Judaica, some scholars say that the date was perhaps in the beginning of the Second Temple period, in the Persian period, maybe the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, because there's a mention of a king, Nebuchadnezzar, which seems to be like Nebuchadnezzar. And there were even, religious people, traditional Jews, not just academic scholars, who did not believe that the story of Yehudit happened in the Hanukkah stories. Just as an example, the Tzemach Tzedek, Rav David Gantz, a student of the Ramah, writes that the story, we don't know exactly where this story took place, but it seems that it happened either in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, or some say it was in the days of Cambyses, the son of Koresh, the king of Persia. And even Rabbi Yechiel Michel Epstein, in his Sefer Orach HaShulchan, in Orach Chaim Siman Tafresh Ayin Saif Ches, he writes about the custom to have dairy based on the miracle that happened through Yehudis. But he writes the following, because of this, Al smach zeh yesh medaktikim lechol gvina b'chanukah av shelo hoya zeh bizman neis chanukah. Even though this story did not happen during the miracle of Chanukah. Now, there was another story And that's the story of Chanukah, of the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And again, there are different versions about, and if you go into the section of the Otzar Midrashim, and you read the section about Chanukah, and what the story of Chanukah was. Not that many of us are familiar with the story of Chanukah from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, which has a few lines about what happened in the Chanukah story. In the Otzar Midrashim, so there's a discussion about different decrees that were issued against the Jewish people. And, for example, one of the decrees was that everyone should write on a bariach in their house. They would all have to write on a latch in their house that they don't believe in God anymore, so they got rid of all their latches. And then there was a decree they should write on the horn of their oxen that they don't believe in God anymore, and they then sold all their oxen. And then there were laws that disrupted the intimacy of the Jewish people. They made a decree that the Jewish people had to, the Jewish men had to have relations with their wives only when they were anida. And so the Jewish people were not intimate with their wives. And then they made a decree that anyone who marries a woman should first, that anyone who marries a woman, that this woman first has to be intimate, spend the night with the local Syrian governor, and then she can return to her husband. And this decree was in place for 3 years and 8 months until the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was about to get married. And in the Otzar Midrashim, it says the following, that when they wanted to take her to this non-Jewish governor to be with, Parah Rosha, she let her hair grow wild, V'kara Bigodeha, she ripped her garments, V'amda Ruma B'fne'am, she stood undressed in front of the people, Miyad Nismalei Yehuda V'achav, Chema Aleha V'omru, Hotziyol Yisreifa, V'ayiskala Davarzeh L'malchus V'nei Sakaros Nefashis. He said, take her out to be burnt, look at her, she's rebelling, look at her, she's behaving inappropriately, her hair being wild, her uncovered, or she rips her garments. She's so obstinate to rip her clothing in front of all the people. So then she said to him, how could I be disgraced? How could I be a disgrace in front of my brethren and my friends? And I'm not going to be disgraced, and that I should not be disgraced in the eyes of these impure person, this uncircumcised person that you want to send me, and you're bringing me to be intimate with him. In other words, she was pointing out how hypocritical they were being. They were so taken aback by her acting inappropriately in front of them, but they're engaging in an inappropriate act and sending her off to be intimate with this non-Jew, and that wakes up Yehuda and his brethren, and then they hatch a plan. They dress her up in royal garments, and they have music playing, and the hegemon, the secular ruler, finds out about this, and he hears that, look, the Jews are coming, because this young woman who comes from Aaron HaKohen, their royal leader, is coming to be intimate with him, and he thinks it's such a kavod, such an honor, and he tells all of his servants to go out, and he's going to welcome this group in, and when they come in, Yehuda and his brothers and his friends escort the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol to meet this governor. What do? They came, they cut off his head, they took all the spoils, they killed his officers, and this was the start of the revolt. And then the Otzar Midrashim tells another story, the story of Yehudis, again, which we mentioned, either it happened or it didn't happen in the story of Chanukah. But these were two different stories, according to the Midrashim. There was one story of Yehudis, which may or may not be a Chanukah story. And there was another story, which is the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, where she was told, under the decree of the king, she had to be intimate with the local governor, non-Jewish governor, before being with her husband. And as in response to this decree, or this decree was really the turning point, or after it was actually about after 3 years when she was going to be forced to submit herself to the Syrian governor, this started the revolt. In fact, in the work Megillas Tanis, which Megillas Tanis is a work which lists a whole bunch of holidays that were observed during the time of the Second Beis Hamikdash because of various wonderful things that happened on different days. And one of the days where that was celebrated was the 17th day of Elul. And what happened on the 17th day of Elul? That this decree that the brides had to be with the local governor was canceled, was abolished. So we have a record of this. So this may have of this being abolished. Maybe the 17th of Elul is a day when the Hanukkah revolt started. So we have these two different stories. Yehudis, on the one hand, which may or may not be a Hanukkah story. We have the Davi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And then we have the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Gilmud Aleph, which tells us that women are obligated near Hanukkah because they're part of the miracle. Rashi explains that there's a decree that all young women who were supposed to be married have to first have relations with the local governor. And through a woman, a miracle took place. And so there's some reference to that the miracle starting when it came to this decree. And Tosos and Megillah Daf Dalman Aleph tells us and cites the Rashbam saying that the women are obligated near Hanukkah because the miracle of Hanukkah happened through Yehudis. So the name of the woman is Yehudis. And then the Sefer Kolbo says that the story of the miracle that led to the Hanukkah story was through a woman, her name was Yehudis. And in the Kolbo, this is a work in the 1300s, it says, Baz Hoysa LeYochanan, this is in the Sefer Kolbo, Simon Mem Dalet, it says, Baz Hoysa LeYochanan Kohen Gadol, V'Hoysa Yafaz Torah Ma'od. There was a daughter to Yochanan Kohen Gadol. She was very beautiful. V'Amar Melch, Sheyishka, Shetishkav Imo. And the Greek king said that she should sleep with him. V'Ha'achila So Tavshil Shogvira. She fed him some dairy. K'deshiyizma, so he would get thirsty. V'Yishta LaRov. And he would drink a lot. V'Yishtaker. And he'll get drunk. V'Yishkav. And he fell asleep. V'Yerodem. And he was totally asleep. And then at that point, Vatiga Kharbo Vachat Kharosho. So she gave him dairy, so he becomes thirsty, so that he would drink a lot, so he'd get drunk, and then when he's when in his sleep, she cut off his head and she brought him to Yerushalayim. And that's why we have the custom of the dairy food. Now this I haven't found a source before the 1300s that talked about this woman, Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, giving dairy. So first of all, the Kobo combines these two stories into one. There's one story of Yehudis, and there's another story of the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The Sefer Kobo combines these two stories into one. It was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol who goes to the king and feeds him dairy. That seems to be like the Yael story with Sisera. So they put that piece in. The Ran also writes, and the Ran specifically writes about the decree of the Greeks that all the Basulus Hanisos Sheyivalu Lehegmon. So the Ran and the Rif in Masechet Shabbos Daf Yudim and Aleph cite this decree that all the Basulos should have relations with the local governor first, and then he mentions about the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol fed dairy to him to the leader, and that's how we have the custom of eating dairy. So that's like a new addition that came into the story. So you have this story of Yehudis, the story of the Davi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. They combine the two, and they seems to add about the dairy. It might have been a tradition, part of the Yael Sisera story that was added into the 1300s. And then we go back to, now we understand how the Ramah said what he said. Because again, it seems at some point that these two stories were mistakenly merged into one story. There is a decree that all new brides must have relations with the local governor. The daughter of Matishel named Yehudis saves the day by killing the high-ranking official. And this is a tradition that is the basis for the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah's comment about combining both stories of Yehudis and the daughter of the Kohen Gadol into one. What's clear is that according to the Midrashim, is that the incident which precipitated the revolt was an act against a Jewish family. There were other decrees, from the prohibition of circumcision to the prohibition of Shabbos, but it's the attack of the Jewish family, which finally found one and perhaps two heroines, the daughter of Matisyahu and then Yehudis, who were an integral part in the revolt which resulted in the miracle of Chanukah. Additionally, it is these stories, the daughter of Yochanan and the story of Yehudis, which provide a vivid contrast of the difference between Jewish life and the life of the Gentile. The Gentile, the cultured Gentile who immerses himself in Greek thought and highly advanced ideas, lives a life of immorality. He does not see the value of the Jewish family. He believes that Jewish family laws such as mikvah and marital fidelity are archaic and go against the times. However, the Jew, and specifically the Jewish woman, sensitized our nation at a very precarious time of the importance of the laws of Jewish family that form the backbone of Jewish life.